Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, August 9th, 2021. This morning I will talk about the eighth commandment, do not steal. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, thank you for lavishing your love and generosity on us. Grant us generous hearts and helping hands that we might reflect your image. May our security be in you, not in our possessions. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Exodus 20:15 we read, "And you shall not steal." The story of the rich young ruler seems to bother Americans more than other biblical stories, most likely because we are a wealthy nation. The story is found in all three of the Synoptic Gospels. The story begins when the man asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responds by listing off all the commandments having to do with loving our neighbors. The man responds, "All these commandments I have kept from my youth. Is there anything further I must do?" Jesus replies, "Sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and come follow me." At this point, the man went away sad, unwilling to respond. What does this story have to do with the commandment not to steal? Avoiding evil is not the same thing as being good. It is presumably less tempting to steal if you are wealthy than if you are poor. If you are wealthy and motivated by greed, you can delegate little acts of theft to subordinates or convince legislators to change the law to make little acts of theft legal. The rich young ruler no doubt truthfully answered Jesus' question about the commandments. What if the rich young ruler were a subprime lender and came to Jesus? What do you think he might say? Is it stealing to sell a mortgage to a poor person who cannot repay the loan? What if the probability of repayment is reduced by 1%? What about 5%? Before the 2007 financial crisis, regulations were amended to make subprime lending easier. Was it enough to have complied with such regulations? What if you worked for the government? Taking steps to be good is not easy. The Apostle Paul makes this distinction when he lists works of the flesh, that is, vices, and lists of fruits of the Spirit, that is, virtues. He writes, "Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." This is Galatians 5:19-23. Paul's list does not include stealing, but we know which list this one belongs to. It is interesting that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus does not specifically talk about theft the way he talks about murder and adultery. In some sense, he did not need to. If greed leads to cheating one's neighbor, then obviously we should avoid being greedy in order to prevent cheating. Better yet, why not practice generosity? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.